Austerlitz. A bumblebee humps the bloomed clover where I expect a young man to emerge from the mouth of the woods with a backpack full of songs. He is looking over his shoulder for the slim-ankled love, the copper snake-haired ghost who's gone for good to the steeple bush. She put a drop of warm honey on her tongue, then took him in her mouth. How can he look at anything else now? Edna St. Vincent Millay had 17 men in 1 month, some by the arborvitae by the gate. When the bees leave, sated, and the warm lake breeze stops, the black madflies come down, one fractured idea. They beg for attention, buzz in hair, in ears, at the neck. He won't even swat at them. They cloud his head until he's up and gone. All day I've smelled almonds and roasted coffee beans as the humidity tumbles down the hill from St. Vincent's stairwell where, wine bottle and goblet safe at the top step, she broke her neck, her heart, her love. Trees turn oak and red early in Austerlitz. No one even heard her fall.